This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. President Trump and a plane full of senior staffers took a trip to Kenosha, Wisconsin today, a bully pulpit expedition to the heart of American manufacturing for a speech and a signing ceremony for a new executive order following up on some key Trump campaign promises. Part one directs the federal government to buy and hire American. You heard that in his campaign speeches, I'm sure. Part two was about immigration, really, the H-1B visa program in particular, the one under which American companies can hire what are called skilled foreign workers.
Right now, H-1B visas are awarded in a totally random lottery, and that's wrong. Instead, they should be given to the most skilled and highest paid applicants, and they should never, ever be used to replace Americans.
Candidate Trump was no fan of H-1Bs, but President Trump might find his hands a bit tied. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra gets us going.
President Trump and others have long complained that companies are taking advantage of the H-1B visa program. Jacob Vigdor teaches public policy at the University of Washington.
The concern is that employers might use these visas to hire workers at lower wages than they would otherwise pay to Americans.
There are laws in place to prevent this from happening, but they're not always enforced. Trump's executive order directs federal agencies to crack down and also to suggest reforms to the visa system. Paul Nolet, who teaches at Marquette University, says the order doesn't go anywhere near as far as the president did on the campaign trail.
When he essentially said we should get rid of the entire system, so that 85,000 H-1B visas that are made available every year, he would just get rid of all of them.
Instead, the order is the first step in a long process. Steve Yale-Lair, a professor at Cornell Law School, says next those federal agencies would make their recommendations.
And then regulations would have to be proposed. The public would comment on those regulations.
Final rules could be done within a year. But Yale-Lair says the president doesn't control two key pieces of the H-1B visa program.
Congress sets the parameters of how many H-1B visas are to be issued each year, what the wage level should be.
He says if Trump wants to fundamentally change the program, he'll have to get Congress involved. In New York, I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.